Okay, so if you don't know me, I'm Erin, and last semester I started at FSU, and I felt God was leading me to attend the summer training program at Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is everything that you were seeing on that video. I spent my summer in a place I'd never been to with people I hadn't met before, for the most part, doing things I never thought I'd do in like a million years. Some of the things were fun, some of them that you saw in the video. We went cliff diving, we hiked a mountainside, like legit mountain, and not like one of these trash heaps you see down south, but we went whitewater rafting. We'd go on weekend shopping excursions, and I went shopping with Hannah, and that was spectacular. We also did some really hard things. We had to wake up early every morning to get Bible study done before we were running off to work. We had to practice sharing our faith with people we didn't know, people we'd never met before, on the streets of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And we shared living space with 11 other people, all in varying stages of being completely broken and remade by God that summer. Through everything, though, I was being drawn closer and closer to the one person who wants to be in a close relationship with me more than anybody else in the world. In everything, I experienced God and I experienced life more fully and more completely than I ever have before. If I had to choose one scripture that really stood out to me this summer, that really kind of summed up everything that I learned, it would be Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity." You see, all of us, especially me, went to STP this summer with a lot of chains weighing down on us. I was captive to fears that I didn't even know I had, fears that were revealed to me throughout the summer. But the thing about chains is, even if you don't know you have them, you can feel them. And I felt like God couldn't use me because I was bound so tight by these chains. But this summer, through the studying of Scripture, specifically that scripture, I learned that not only does God want to use me in bigger ways than I could ever imagine, He has plans for me that I couldn't even think of. And He's also already putting those plans into action. He's already putting me in places where He's using me despite my chains. And not only does He use me, but I finally realized in my heart this thing that I had known in my head, that God can break all your chains and set you free. He set me free when I honestly, openly, and completely sought after Him with all of my heart, holding nothing back. And through the study of the Bible, through one-on-one discipleship, through hiding the word in your heart like precious treasure, God broke through so many of my chains this summer at STP. So if you're thinking about STP, or if you just don't know what to do with your summer, I'd encourage you to really consider STP. Consider putting yourself in this environment where God's going to break your chains. God's going to break the chains that you don't know you have. And if you have any questions, if you have anything that you really want to talk about, any of the older kids who have been to STP would be happy to tell you what God did in our lives this STP, and to really tell you things, what to expect, and how it works, and just to really give you more information about what STP looks like.